Another one of the miraculous exhibitions of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's unlimited transcendental beauty took place during the Rath Yatra in Sri Jagannath Puri. It is described that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the chariot of Lord Jagannath, the source of all love, Srimati Radharani, was manifesting her unlimited intimate ecstasies of love for Krishna through every movement of his graceful body. Can you imagine what that dance must have been? Is there any greater treasure to long to see than the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Radha and Krishna have appeared in one form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has come to taste the sweetness of Radharani's ecstatic love. The sweetness of the love of separation of Radharani's heart was manifested through the beautiful dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Krishna decided to appear in this world to taste Radharani's pure devotional service, Srimati Radharani told him that if you come to the earth and you taste the ecstasies of my love, then you will roll in the ground helplessly, and I cannot bear to see that. Therefore, I will personally cover your body with my complexion to protect you. So who is Lord Chaitanya? Krishna with the complexion and the sentiments of Sri Radharani. During the Rath Yatra, the full-fledged ecstasy of Radharani's love were manifested in the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The most beautiful manifestation of the spiritual world was to be seen even by the mortal eyes of human beings in this world. It is said that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing before the chariot of Lord Jagannath, all the pandas, the priests, all the residents of Puri, all the pilgrims, all the visitors, everyone who saw him attained prema bhakti, the crest jewel of all goals of life. How is it possible? Because the beauty of his form and the beauty of his dance captured their hearts and totally purified, just by seeing his dance once, totally purified their heart of all egoistic attachments to this world. And their ecstatic love of God immediately awakened to its full proportions. That is the power of the sweetness of the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, sometimes in his ecstasies, he would become heavier than the heaviest. Every time he put his foot to the ground, the entire earth planet would tilt in that direction. Other times he became lighter than the lightest, and the devotees would just pick him up effortlessly and just toss him around. At other times, his body would dance in circles so fast, like a firebrand, you could not see where he was. It was just a continuous circle of effulgent light. Sometimes he would be stunned. When he would be stunned, every limb of his body was hard and immovable as old wood. Other times in his ecstatic love, his entire body would melt. It would become softer than nectar. His hairs would stand on end in every part of his body like the flowers of the Samuli tree. In his ecstasies of love, profuse perspiration came out of every pore of his body, and then blood poured out of every pore of his body. Now you may think that this is not a very nice sight to see. If it happened to anyone else, it would be ghastly. But because of the spirit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, even blood coming out of every pore of his body was the essence of all sweet beauty. His colors would change. Sometimes he'd be white, sometimes he'd be pink, sometimes he'd be blue, sometimes he'd be golden. He would roll on the ground like a golden mountain. Every pore of his body would sometimes erupt with big, big bumps that made him look like the flower of a kadamba tree. His teeth would chatter. How they would chatter! Like a little child in a freezing cold winter. His teeth chattered in such ecstatic love that it appeared that every single teeth individually was about to fall out. He could not speak. At times, the only words that came out of his mouth were jajagaga, 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 jajagaga. From his eyes, tears didn't just flow. They were shooting out like syringes. Thousands of devotees were being bathed completely by the shooting tears flowing from the Lord's eyes. Tears of love. Tears that were coming directly from the very core of his heart. We cannot even imagine what nectarine prasad those tears were. At times, he would completely stop breathing as he was unconscious on the ground for hours. At other times, foam would pour out of his mouth like nectar flowing from the moon. And that celebrated devotee, Shubhananda, who was very expert at relishing transcendental mellows, would catch that foam and drink it. There were unlimited symptoms of divine ecstasy that were manifesting on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body during the Ratha Yatra. As he chanted again and again, "Now I have again gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burnt by Cupid and withering away." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the sweet mood of Sri Radharani meeting Krishna in Kurukshetra and begging him to come to return to Vrindavan. The Ratha Yatra ceremony was Lord Chaitanya in that spirit of Sri Radharani bringing Lord Jagannath Krishna back to Vrindavan after years upon years of separation. Thus, in the Ratha Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance, which devastates all material illusion and awakens pure love, was performed. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India and he met with Ramananda Rai, he revealed the very secret of the internal essence of his incarnation when he manifested to Ramananda Rai his own form of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Ramananda Rai could actually see with his eyes Radharani and Krishna, and then Srimati Radharani entering into the deep core of Krishna's heart, where Krishna, yes, Krishna entering into the core of Radharani's heart to taste the sweetness of her love. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pilgrimage of Sri Vrindavan Dham, the animals of Vrindavan recognized that their beloved Lord Krishna has returned after long absence. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains how the simple animals of Vrindavan just wouldn't leave Lord Chaitanya alone. The cows would just surround him and lick his body. The deers would surround him and lick his body. The honeybees would swarm around him, tasting nectar. Because they could understand by the Lord's grace that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the reservoir of all sweetness and beauty, is Lord Krishna himself. Srila Prabhupada has given us the worship of Gaur Nithai by his causeless mercy. In fact, it is considered a very preliminary form of worship. And sometimes devotees think that when will I get to worship Radha and Krishna? Because to worship Radha and Krishna, according to our tradition, it's a very, very high platform. One has to be very, very strict in following rules and regulations. One has to have proper brahminical initiation. Otherwise, there may be offenses. But Gaur Nithai is available to everyone. But we should understand. In fact, Prabhupada even said to Dhananjaya Prabhu that one preaching program is to make Gaur Nithai dals and distribute them like books to everyone. And just tell them, put them in your house, and every day you just offer something to them. These are the house of sinful people. How is that? How profound. Because who is Gaur Nithai? Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master, Balaram himself, by whose mercy one can attain perfect love for Lord Chaitanya. And who is Lord Chaitanya? The original personality of Godhead. Radha and Krishna in one form. There is no difference. If you worship Lord Chaitanya, you are worshipping Radha Gopinath, Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Madhava. However, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu do not concern themselves with offenses in their worship. They will accept the worship of anyone. If there's even the slightest bit of sincerity, they will fan that and make it into the glorious perfection of the heart. Let it be our prayer and our goal in life that we can someday, or perhaps in some lifetime, really appreciate the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us. He has given us direct access into the loving service of the all-beautiful personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Thank you very much.